This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. U.S. Vets is working to end and prevent homelessness in our veteran population. Over Memorial Day weekend, Beach Country Group will be hosting a mini-tour with Toby, a tribute to Toby Keith, featuring actor and musician Hollywood Yates at four different venues around Southern California. On the line to tell us more is Penny Sachs, Development and Communications Manager for U.S. Vets Inland Empire and Beach Country's Jason Roberts. Thank you for joining me.
You're welcome. Yeah, it's great to be able to tell us about our little mini-tour.
Thank you for having me, Pepper. I really appreciate this opportunity.
Penny, start by telling us, what is U.S. Vets?
So U.S. Vets, it has a great story behind it. Stephen Peck was our CEO, and he was one of the first people inducted into the Marines to go to Vietnam. And when he came back, he saw his brothers in arms out homeless in the streets of L.A., camping on the lawn of the VA. And he was doing a documentary and trying to help his brothers and sisters who were homeless at that time and not being very welcomed. So he had a friend who was a judge, and he went to the judge and said, you know, giving them a place isn't going to work. We need to really rehabilitate these people and give them a program to help them to get back on their feet. And the judge said, well, let's go forward and let's get a hotel. There's an abandoned hotel over here. So they bought that hotel and they started the program, which is providing homes for the veterans and then getting them into permanent housing, getting them programs such as social services and drug and alcohol rehabilitation, mental health rehabilitation, and then helping them get jobs. And so what Stephen did was, with five of the homeless veterans, he went before Congress and he testified of the need for us to have support to help our veterans. And Congress awarded this. And this is how U.S. Vets got started 32 years ago. In 2023, U.S. Vets was awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor for the work that we do. And Stephen Peck stepped down last year, and we have our new CEO, Daryl Vincent, as our CEO, and he's also a Marine. And we're very dedicated to ending and preventing veteran homelessness. With that being said, our mission is also to empower veterans and their families through housing, comprehensive services, and advocacy. And in California, we have the largest percentage of homeless veterans. They tend to go back to where they came from. We have over 9,000 homeless veterans in California, over 4,000 in the Riverside and San Bernardino areas. And Inland Empire U.S. Vets, we are constantly looking for our veteran homeless population. Whenever we get a call and we go out, we have our outreach team that goes out and connects with them, and we want to bring them into our 90-day emergency housing program. And in that program is where they get to have an apartment, they get three meals a day, they get all the comprehensive services, you know, like I talked about, the mental health and the drug and alcohol rehabilitation. And then what we do is we take a look at a military resume and we turn it into a civilian resume. We apply for their VA benefits. We help them get a job. If they need a driver's license, we help them do that. If they need vocational training, whatever the veterans need is, we help them so we can then integrate them back into society and provide them housing. and ultimately permanent housing. And for those who have a family, we have our permanent supportive housing group as well.
So do you just help veterans who are homeless?
We do help veterans who are homeless, but we also help other veterans who may be in need of our services. Say somebody has a flat tire and they need to get their tire fixed, but they're on the edge. That's what we call them, veterans on the edge. And if they can't afford it, we'll get them a new tire. If they need gas money to get to work, we'll give them gas money. If they need help with their rent because they've fallen behind, you know, we'll help them with their rent. So it is not just homeless veterans, it is of the veteran population altogether.
What kind of impact has U.S. Vets had?
We help serve over 20,000 veterans a year across the nation, and veteran homelessness is going down. Currently, California has the highest population, like I had mentioned, we're at 69%, and New Mexico has 62% homeless veterans. So veteran homelessness is going down. We kind of joke around and say that we are working ourselves out of a job, but you know what? This work is so worthy because these men and women bravely stood in the gap where we did not, and we acknowledge that. So we are really helping that population go down. We're providing them preventive services that will allow them to reintegrate back into society, and so it's very rewarding work.
What's on the horizon for U.S. Vets?
At our Inland Empire site, we were gifted 3.1 acres. We're at the March Veterans Village. We currently have three apartment buildings that house over 243 veterans and their families. With their families, we're housing 440. We are in a capital campaign to build two more apartment buildings and 44 comfort homes. They're smaller homes between 600 and 720 square feet where a veteran can come in and enjoy living in a little community of other veterans. And then also for San Bernardino County, we are building in San Bernardino. We were gifted by the Jewish Federation two plots of land, one on 17th Street, one on East Street, that we're also building apartment complexes just like our March Veterans Village, so we can have a greater impact in San Bernardino. And our ultimate goal is to house well over 1,000 veterans.
And what about for San Diego?
San Diego is a very tight-knit community, and they are very, very supportive of their veterans. So they have their own services and programs down there. It's the outer-lying areas such as, you know, Riverside and San Bernardino that we are the largest county, San Bernardino being the largest county in the United States, and Riverside is the ninth largest county. So this is the greater population of where our veterans are coming back to their bases, and that's where the greatest need is.
And how can the community support U.S. Vets?
Well, we could always use donations because we are looking to not only house them, but that also means resources. We have our pantry, which every Friday the veterans get to come in, they get to shop for free. So we're always looking for food for the pantry. Love to have perishable items that they may not get, some fresh meat, maybe some vegetables, fruits, and maybe some dairy products. And that would have to come, you know, just real close by, but always sustainable canned food items. Also, we were just granted the opportunity to build a Cares Closet. And what that is people can actually donate new socks, underwear, t-shirts for our veterans, and some gently used shoes and clothing so that they can go out on job interviews. And then there's also donations. We'd love to take donations to help us continue to provide a therapeutic community for our veterans so we can take them to games and shopping and maybe to bowling and outing. And that all takes funding for gas and entrances into these games and things for them to really enjoy besides just being in their apartment. So we are looking for donations.
I'm speaking with Penny Sachs, Development and Communications Manager for U.S. Vets Inland Empire and Beach Country's Jason Roberts. Jason, what is Beach Country Group?
Basically, it's a tool or resource online for musicians, local or national, to promote their music and also to promote and help local charities. So anybody is welcome to post on there at any time. There's Beach Country Group on Facebook and on Instagram.
And tell us about the mini tour that's happening over Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, so this is our second annual. We did some more routing where we choose a venue in Riverside County, Orange County, Los Angeles or Long Beach, and San Diego County. It starts on May 23rd with Riverside County, Lake Elsinore with Hell's Kitchen. And then May 24th is Gaslamp in Long Beach. May 25th is in Oceanside at the Poorhouse. And May 26th on Memorial Day is at the station in San Juan Capistrano.
And what can people expect from these shows?
Each event is different and unique based on the local musicians in the area. So we bring in songwriters to support the opening show in Lake Elsinore. along with a local dance instructor, Leslie Perf. She's also a dance instructor over at Whiskey River. And then we have Pepper over in San Juan Capistrano at the station on Monday. So each one's unique, has different local bands. So we're, although we have a tribute band as our headliner, we also are supporting local original music.
And tell us about the headliner.
Yeah, I wanted to do something to preserve the legacy of Toby Keith. So I was at his last event in Las Vegas when he performed there in his last show. And I want to do something for his legacy, especially since we're going to be supporting veterans on our Memorial Weekend tour. So Toby, tribute to Toby Keith, has Hollywood Yates as the lead singer, who is a close friend of Toby's. And he tells all the amazing stories that Toby would tell him directly. And it's a great performance. I saw it myself in Laughlin, where they sold out five nights in a row. So it's definitely a must-see for everybody in Southern California.
How can people find you and join Beach Country Group?
Just type in Beach Country Group on Facebook or Instagram, and it should pop up pretty quickly. I also run the events through my LLC, which is called Benefit Music LLC. So you can all join Benefit Music, where you can find all the events from not only this mini tour, but I also, you know, help out with other local charity events, including Nashville on the Coast this past weekend, and another event coming up with Brad Johnson at Cowboy Country.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've been speaking with Penny Sachs, Development and Communications Manager for U.S. Vets Inland Empire and Beach Country's Jason Roberts. Anything else you want us to know?
You know, as far as donations and stuff, you know, we also help our veterans with vocational training. I think I did mention that, and getting their VA benefits. So the work that we do, it was really impactful on our veterans. And so all the help that we can get from the community and the community support is so tremendous and helpful in helping give back. No veteran who served should ever have to sleep on the street. They really are deserving of all of this help. And so if anybody would like to make a donation to United States Veterans Initiative Inland Empire site, they can go to our website, usvets.org/Inland Empire, to help out.
I appreciate everyone to come out, and veterans are welcome to come out also and participate in these great events throughout Southern California. And we plan on doing this every year and growing this in our community.
Again, you can catch Toby, a tribute to Toby Keith starring Hollywood Yates, at Hell's Kitchen in Lake Elsinore on Friday, May 23rd, at the Gas Lamp in Long Beach on Saturday, May 24th, at the Poorhouse in Oceanside on Sunday, May 25th, and at the station in San Juan Capistrano on Monday, May 26th. It's all a benefit for U.S. vets. And of course, any of those events that you attend are going to be amazing, but I hope you will come out to the station in San Juan Capistrano on Memorial Day, as that's the event I will be hosting. Jason and Penny, thank you so much for talking with us today, and I will see you on the 26th.
Thank you so much, Pepper.
Thank you very much.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.